Major Terry LaBarre was a Marine protecting American embassy personnel overseas.
I was injured in Haifa, Israel by a hit-and-run driver near the naval base.
You've been in a wheelchair for 33 years.
Yes, I have.
But early this year, he began participating in an experimental program with an exoskeleton that will allow him to walk on his own. He's using a ReWalk device that is being tested at 6 VA centers across the nation. It's a black metal and plastic articulated brace with motors and sensors and chips that support him and will eventually allow him to walk by himself. But it is a long learning curve. Today, he is surrounded by a team of specialists at McGuire, helping to strap him in, checking his blood pressure.
Give him a few minutes.
Then, he does something he hasn't been able to do for 33 years. He gets up, and he walks. On this trip around the halls at McGuire, he has lots of help. It will take time for him to learn balance and confidence and new abilities.
Well, at first I felt about 7 feet tall, but now I'm used to the standing up height. It's kind of surreal in a way. Concentrate more than how it feels. The big concentration is on becoming one with the machine and getting used to the shift and the balance and everything that's required. That's the challenge that this team has with me.
This was the first device to win FDA approval for use in hospitals and at home, and it retails for $67,000. But there is competition for the ReWalk unit. The price should come down. The test here and at 5 other VA centers are to determine how well it works, how much training is involved, and whether insurance companies or the government might subsidize it. And there is a market.
How many people in a wheelchair?
So there in U.S. almost like 1.2 million, and I'm just talking a spinal cord injury.
Dr. Ashraf Gorgi is director of spinal cord injury research.
In approximately 46,000 veterans with a spinal cord injury.
The major is grateful for his role in testing the device. He's convinced they will become lighter, cheaper, and work better. This is not science fiction where somebody can strap themselves into an exoskeleton and become a superhero.
Well, no, my wife says the machine sounds more like RoboCop.
For Major Terry LaBarre, it is enough to be able to walk.
Oh, I don't feel like Iron Man. I'm just an average guy trying to help out with this study so that the people of not only military, but all people with spinal cord injuries can take advantage of something where they can become totally independent, or most totally independent in the future.
For Science Matters, I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.